Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin with Parakid Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah goes back to the dinim of Shechita B'chutz and Halah B'chutz, of bringing Karbanos outside of the Azara. So Chamor B'Shechita Miba'aliyah, there's something that's more Chamor about the Yisra of Shechita B'chutz than Halah B'chutz, Ba'aliyah Mi'B'Shechita, and something that's more Chamor about the Yisra of Halah B'chutz, more so than Shechita B'chutz. Chamor B'Shechita Shashar Chita Hedyot Chayiv. The Chumra of Shechita is that someone shechs a Karban for the sake of a Hedyot, rather than for a carbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be chayiv. Malah hediot pater. But if you're malah outside of the Beis Hamikdash, having in mind that it's for a hediot and not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to be chayiv. The chiyuv of halah b'chutz is only when you try to be malah it as a carbon b'chutz. Chomer ba'aliyah, shnayim shachzu b'sakin v'shachtu pturim. And the chomer about halah is that if two people were to shach together by holding the knife together, they would be pater for the shechita. But achzu be'ever ha'alu chayav. But if two people would hold a limb of the animal and throw it up on a makeshift mizbeach outside of the Azara, they're going to be chayiv. Hela v'chazar v'hela v'chazar v'hela. If a person keeps being mala, one limb after the other of a karban, chayiv al kol aliyah v'aliyah. If he keeps doing that pachutz, he's chayiv for each and every one. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi Amar, einu chayiv ela achas. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you only chayiv. It's one animal, so it's one karban. No matter how many limbs you throw on the fire, you're going to be only chayiv once. You're not going to be chayiv for halah b'chutz unless you bring it up to the top of the mizbeach that you're bringing it on. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu hela ala selo ala evan chayiv. Even if it's on a rock or a stone, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have to be on top of a mizbeach. Meaning the first Tana, Rabbi Shimon, the Tana Kama holds that it has to be something that resembles in some way a mizbeach in order to be chayiv for it. Moving on to Mishnah Dalid, echad kachim. Ksherin, whether kachim is kasher to be brought in the Azara, v'echad kachim psulim shei psulim b'kodesh, or whether it was already pasul that became pasul in the kodesh, so that you couldn't even bring it as a korban anymore, v'kriven b'chutz chayiv, but you brought it b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Hamal kezayis min ha'olam min ha'mur b'chutz. If someone brought up a kezayis from of meat that's partly from the meat of a korban olah and partly from the emurin of a korban olah, he's going to be chayiv. Even though it's only one total of a kezayis, since an ola is entirely burnt on the mizbeach, the basar and the emurim all have the same status because you do the same thing with all of them. Hakometz, if you take a kometz of the karban mincha, meaning the flour of the kemitza, of a halavona, and the lavona of the karban mincha, which is burnt on the mizbeach together with the kometz, vaktores and the ketores, the minchas kohanim and the mincha that a kohen brings. Which is also burnt on the mizbeach. Minchas Kohen Mashiach and Mincha that a Kohen Gadol brings every day. Uminchas Nesachin and the Mincha of Nesachim of wine libations that go along with a karban. Shehikrav Meachan Men Kazayis Bachutz Chayiv. If someone brought a Kazayis of one of those things outside of the Azari, he's going to be Chayiv. Rabbi Lezer Pota Achiakrav Eskula. Rabbi Lezer says, no, you're only going to be Chayiv if you bring the entire thing. Less than the entire thing, even if it's a Kazayis, you're not going to be Chayiv for. In all those things, if someone brought those things inside the Azara, ben he left the Kazayas over and you brought it outside of the Azara, Chayiv, then you're going to be Chayiv even for a Kazayas. In all the cases we just spoke about, if they're missing something, even just a little bit, so some of it got misplaced or something, and you brought up whatever you have left, Potter, you're going to be Potter. And that's even the Tanakhama is going to agree to that, because was the fact that it was missing something puzzles the whole thing, and if it's no longer ro'i to be a karban, it's no longer ro'i to be subject to shchut echutz or halah b'chutz. So reviewing what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we said that there's a certain chumra that shchita has and a certain chumra that the yisra of being mala has. The chumra that shchita has is that if you shecht outside of the azara having in mind not a karban, you're going to be chayiv, but if you're mala outside not having in mind a karban, you're going to be pater. The chumra that aliyah has is that if two people do shechita together, they're going to be pater, but if two people do ha'alah together, they're going to be chayiv. Now we said that if you're keeping mala, different limbs of the same animal, it's machlokas. Rabbi Shimon says you're chayiv for each act of aliyah, and Rabbi Yossi says you only chayiv once, and we had a further machlokas, whether it has to be on something that looks like a mizbeach, or even on any rock or anything that you're mala on. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that both kachim that are kosher and kachim that are pasul If the psul happened in the kodesh and then you brought up a chutz, you're going to be chayiv. And we said that if you bring a kazayis of an ola and the emurin combined b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. And then we gave a whole list of komets, levona, ktoris, milchas kohanim, milchas kohen mashiach, milchas nesachim, where you bring a kazayis of them b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. But Rabbi Elazar says no. You're only chayiv if you bring all of it b'chutz. But then we pointed out that there's a case where each tana agrees to the other. If you brought the rest of the carbon b'kashrus inside and you only had a kazayis left and you were malah that outside, then everyone agrees you're going to be chayiv. Even Rabbi Elazar would agree you're going to be chayiv. And if it was missing a piece, then everyone agrees you're going to be pater. Even the Tanakama is going to agree that you're going to be pater in such a case. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Hey.